This is St. Louis Public Radio. Marijuana supporters are flooding Missouri with ballot proposals aimed at persuading voters next year to legalize its use, at least for medical reasons. Illinois is among 29 states that have already done so, even as some federal officials call for a renewed crackdown against pot. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis takes a look at the landscape.
Nestled just off Interstate 70 in Collinsville is a small building that looks like the typical doctor's office, inside and out, until you get a look at the artwork on the walls. They're all colorful portraits of marijuana plants. And then there's the conversation between patients and the medical staff about the various marijuana products available.
I think there was a blueberry, a cherry, and another flavor back there.
Is that kind of like the can of mist?
We're in a medical marijuana dispensary, one of 53 state-licensed facilities sprinkled around Illinois. The state has certified close to 21,000 people to legally use marijuana to treat about 40 ailments or diseases. Scott Abbott is the chief operating officer for HCI Alternatives, which runs the dispensaries in Collinsville and Springfield. Abbott is a retired colonel in the Illinois State Police and used to be an opponent of legalized marijuana.
I've seen firsthand the change in people, so I know there is benefit to it, and people should have a choice to engage in alternative medication.
HCI's Illinois patients include Lisa Hickman, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, a degenerative disease.
When I first started coming here, I was in a full walker. I don't even hardly use my cane at all anymore.
Hickman used to live in southeast Missouri and moved to Illinois solely to get legal access to marijuana so she could reduce her reliance on prescription drugs. Missouri pot supporters hope such moves won't be necessary soon. The Secretary of State's office has approved at least 22 initiative petitions that ask voters to legalize marijuana to some degree. Now it's up to those backers to collect the necessary signatures to get their proposals on the 2018 ballot. The effort appears similar to a successful drive last year in Arkansas, which now has a medicinal pot program similar to Illinois'. Some Missouri proposals would simply allow marijuana for medical use. Others, such as one filed by Charles Jones of Elsinore, Missouri, call for broad legalization, including the release of people in prison for pot-related offenses. Jones used to work as a lineman for an electrical company until he was injured on the job 12 years ago.
The plant has so much more beneficial uses to it than smoking it that there's no reason for it to be illegal.
A more limited proposal is being pushed by a group called New Approach Missouri, which has raised the most money by far. It wants to legalize marijuana for the treatment of dozens of diseases. Campaign Chairman John Payne notes that the group narrowly failed to get a similar proposal on the ballot in 2016. He says the strongest opposition is from local prosecutors who point out that marijuana is still outlawed by the federal government.
They're still out there and they're still opposed to what we're trying to do. And they're really just sort of stuck in this reefer madness way of thinking.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions already has called for a crackdown on the growing number of states who have legalized marijuana in some form. For many states, weed's big enticement is money. In Colorado, which has a broad legalization law, pot production and sales poured $200 million into state tax coffers last year. Missouri State Senator Andrew Koenig, a Republican from Manchester, is a conservative who focuses on the moral issue. Although he favors strict state oversight, Koenig says marijuana should be available for cancer patients and others who are seriously ill.
Who am I to say if you're on your deathbed that you can't do something that would help yourself?
Still, the major debate in the coming months likely will center on whether Missouri should follow the lead of a growing number of its neighbors. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.